I waited until this song came on to get to the end of my beer. Another drink.
Plenty in the cellar when it's gone.
Drink, drink, the glasses clink.
Making tinkly music till the dawn is breaking.
Clink, clink, who cares a dang?
What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth, behind the gums, look up, stomach, here you come.
I have another drink on me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle.
It doesn't even cost a nickel.
I have a colorful, but now it's gone. A drink, the glass is clean.
I got a new idea.
The anvil chorus in my head is splitting. The breaky, the busty.
Oh, we'll be me tomorrow. Nice
to oh. What do I do now?
You don't know our new idea is that we play the song the whole 2 minutes and 15 seconds entirety. And we slam our beers. Well,
if you, whatever you have open when the song comes on, you gotta finish.
I finished it. I'm on
okay.
The way.
And now you got more. Yeah, work on that one now. Song's still playing.
No one. We were explaining the rules to the listener.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Those six guys in fucking Australia.
Might be one guy listening
seven times.
Well, it's seven downloads. So.
Oh yeah.
In what? A couple weeks.
Seven yeah. Episodes. Yeah.
We only had one episode in, so hey, song's ending. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Drunk Film Commentary.
Yay.
Otherwise known as
DFC.
Thank you, Justin Time.
Anytime.
Hey. With us also is the lovely Danielle over here to my left.
Hi.
And I'm your host, Jason. JTV.
Host.
Jace.
Co-host.
One of the hosts.
Oh.
Dick.
I'll,
Fuck off. Throw something at you. So, we just watched Arachnophobia, the 1990 film.
What's that movie about?
Well, that's funny.
Spiders.
Funny you say that, because we were talking about what our top five should be for this movie.
Oh.
And I never saw this film, so I wasn't sure.
We went with Bill Paxton movies, right?
We should have. That would have been fucking awesome. That would have been
no,
fucking awesome.
That's not what
we
want.
Why did we do
that? Oh.
I can rework
I
a list real quick.
Could,
She's
I really
in like half of these movies,
that.
I think.
No, but this we did.
What I'm dealing
He's
with.
In Creature from the Black Lagoon, right?
No.
Oh,
that wasn't
shit.
Him.
Hold on.
That was Bill Pullman.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
I thought it was Jeff Daniels.
But, yeah, well, if you listened to our last episode, then you got that joke. But,
yeah.
If not,
if not, you're out of the loop. And go back and listen to that one.
And fuck off.
Or fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, and or fuck
and
off.
And or?
You could also fuck off. But oh. Andor, the guy I know who shoots stars, he can fuck off.
Andor can totally
Andor.
Fuck off.
Okay.
Well, Andor.
Hey, let's go.
Anyway.
So, hey, we're talking, after watching, we decided to do, after
top
watching Anaconda, for some reason we picked monster movies.
Anaconda?
Did you say Anaconda? Hunt for the
Arachnid?
Blood Orchid?
That's the snake. That's the fake one.
Jesus
Christ. And our host, JTB.
I've been thinking Anaconda
He's
ever since
drunk.
We picked this movie.
He, you know what? He thinks Anaconda and he reaches down.
And then he realizes worm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ba-dum, bum.
Well, you know.
That was his dick.
Wait, what? God damn it.
Anyway.
But we're having fun. I don't know what JTB's dick looks like.
Yeah, right.
Me neither.
Yet.
You know what it tastes like.
Oh, right,
so.
I think he was talking to you.
Well,
I was.
Who doesn't know what it tastes like?
Oh. Eh,
you had the shot.
Dirty horse.
Hey, you guys have all been the glory hole. I was trying to think of a different name for a bar that's right around the corner, but I didn't want to call it out by name and say there's a glory hole.
The port?
Yeah.
The pork doesn't have a glory hole.
I know.
That's not what he was talking about. Patios.
No, I was talking about the port.
The port doesn't have a glory hole.
I know, but I didn't want to falsely say the port had a glory hole.
Oh, you're trying to say.
I made up the deck with
the
a glory
deck,
hole.
That's bad. The deck.
It sounds like the port, and anyone...
It sounds like the deck. It sounds like a gay bar, though.
Exactly.
So thank I guess you. It's a good name for a gay bar.
Thank you.
That's been your dream?
I'll own it someday.
But,
I'll at least work the door. Or at least the back deck. Oh, that was a good one.
But so this is our third show of the night here.
Yeah, third show.
So
pull it together.
Third in the night.
Woo! It's our top fives. We're doing top five
monster movies.
Movie monsters.
It was a monster.
Movie monsters.
Yeah.
Not monster movies.
Oh, I did this wrong.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
That's why we fucking redid
it
30 times.
No, don't worry. I got it.
Send you the message yesterday.
I got it.
Just to clarify.
I got it.
I sent out the message going, okay, we're doing movie monsters, right, and not monster movies. And I got a thumbs up. I'm going to fucking throw something at you, motherfucker.
I saw her throw a thumbs up, so I'm like, whatever. I saw her throw a thumbs up.
Well, because it's a big difference, because you can pick a movie. And I remember, the thing is, this bugged me, is that this was a lot like the top five...
pun intended? It bugged you?
The Starfighter. Top five...
The non-human?
Creatures on Earth. Non-humans on Earth, yeah.
No, okay, I stayed within the confines here. I just wrote down the title of the movie.
Okay.
Don't worry, I got it.
Anyway, right. I'm going to start.
You want to go on?
Okay. I'm going to start.
All right, Danielle.
All right.
Bring it on.
Hold on.
What's your number five? That was a great one.
No,
I love that one. That's crossover right there. Oh, wait, crossovers.
Oh, yeah. That's a crossover.
Let's see. Let me take
two?
My...
Two. Two.
Okay.
I don't think anybody will have mine.
None of yours?
No. Maybe one.
Well, you're saying two.
Maybe one.
Well, now you're saying one?
No, I'm saying two.
How many of us have with you?
The dice are rolling.
I'm pretty sure that only one of my movies will match with one of your guys'.
Okay, that's your one. Okay.
But I'm going with two because I always go up one.
Okay. All right.
Danielle's got two.
All right. What about
Jason,
you?
What do you got?
No, we're going this way,
right? No, what are you taking? I'm a bookie here. Fuck off.
Okay, I'm going to say... What's the category?
Movie monsters.
Movie monsters, okay.
And that's why.
I'm going to say one.
So there's a movie.
One.
There's a movie that might have all of them. And that's why. Yep. See, you'll
go
see.
On
that's
on.
Why I'm going
Danielle,
first.
Danielle, I don't think you understand the betting system. It's
no,
one. It's one crossover per person.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm right. good.
So Dan says one. I say one. Justin?
I'm going to say two. And I thought Danielle said two.
No. Oh, yeah, she did.
I did say two.
You did final on two, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You said one, but you bet up. So you don't.
Just because, yeah, we have hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right. I'm pretty sure of two, but I'm going to bet up, and I'm going to go with two.
Cool.
Bet up with one.
We should keep track of these somehow.
No, there's no way. We're drunk. It doesn't matter. Shut
not
up.
Right now, but... All
right. So, my top five starts with number five.
Okay.
Numero cinco.
That's usually where they start.
You're a dick.
I'm going to start with one.
It's a 1990s movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say Spike from Gremlins.
Gremlins? Oh, yeah.
Crossover.
Well, whoa, crossover already?
Well, okay, crossover movie, not crossover character. How does that work?
We're doing
but it's a monster,
movie monsters.
And Spike is the monster out
well,
of
then
there.
That's
Gremlins. The Gremlins. All the Gremlins would count, I guess. Any Gremlin would count.
I guess, but yeah, I'm just saying.
Gremlins.
Yeah, he's a badass, but...
He's
Gremlins
a fucker.
Gremlins 2, when...
No, we're not going by movies. We're just going by character.
I'm talking about the movie, and
okay.
I'm saying when Gizmo goes all Rambo, Rambo Gizmo was my... That was one of mine.
Oh, because that's Gizmo and that's a Gremlin. I wouldn't say that's crossover, though.
Okay, then that's not the crossover.
I would say, I mean, Gremlins would be crossover with Spike.
Spike. So after they hit water,
but
would be a
Gizmo,
Gremlin.
I would say not a crossover. Would
you agree?
Yeah,
no, Gizmo is not a monster.
He's not a Gremlin.
A sweetheart.
He's a Mogwai.
Yeah, he's a Mogwai.
He's not a Gremlin.
He's a sweetheart.
He's still a monster.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. So, yeah, no, I'd say he could be on the list, but it's not crossover.
Okay. Right,
that's what I'm saying.
And I'm saying
he's
not a
Mogwai
and
not
either.
A Gremlin.
She's saying he's not a monster.
But that doesn't matter. I mean, he's not the same thing as Spike.
He's more
so
of a hero then, too, yeah.
Yeah, he's a hero. Whatever.
Who says the monster
anyways,
can't be the hero?
Mogwai's not really a
anyways.
Monster.
Well, suck a dick, that's what I got.
That's your
I have,
five?
I
no,
have,
my number five.
My number five is Gremlins movie, 1990s movie.
Nice.
Spike.
1980s.
Okay.
I think 90 was two.
Yeah.
1990 was the fucking movie that he came out in.
What? 1990, no, he's not on here. Gremlins, no. Wait, yeah, there it is, Gremlins 2.
Oh.
Gremlins 2 was 1990.
Okay.
Oh.
But Spike was in Gremlins 1, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going with Spike. I don't care what year.
I know exactly.
Yeah,
okay.
You're on the Gremlins. Yeah.
He's a scary motherfucker. Like he's the bitch that like started the whole. Hey yo, no, we're not doing with this shit.
Yeah,
we're going this way, and he started the like icky of the group. So.
Well, my number five is I'm not exactly sure what his name is. I'm sure in the other movies that came out. They talk about what his actual fucking name is, but I'm going with Predator from Predator 1 and Predator 2.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Predator's badass, yeah.
Yeah. With that
actually, Gremlins
shoulder,
is in my top 10.
That little shoulder missile cannon thing he's got, and the heat vision, and...
The Predator. Yeah, Predator's badass. You saw 2, I assume, right?
With Carl Weathers?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Who is it then?
Carl Weathers in the first one.
Oh, shit. Yeah, who's the... Oh, that's Danny Glover.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I get them mixed up. They're black guys with mustaches.
Fucking asshole.
Whatever.
You racist
motherfucker. I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yeah, Predator's badass.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's a monster, yeah, I guess. My number five is a group of them in one movie. Well, in 9 movies, actually. But it's all the same. I think it's all the fucking same movie,
okay.
Actually. The Cenobites. They're kind of creepy. Pinhead was always kind of creepy, and that
Pinhead always freaked me out when I was younger.
Yeah,
like now I'm okay.
I do that.
Oh, the chatter guy.
No, and what's the one where he gets like it's like in the movie before he gets like frozen in like concrete or something, and then like the next movie like blood drips on him.
Man, there are 9 of them.
Yeah.
So I do not know.
I don't know. It's weird, but no, good pick.
Yeah, they're all pretty bad.
Just to let you guys know, I took Gizmo off my list. Even though it was Rambo Gizmo.
But yeah, the Cenobites vary in number, appearance, and motivation. So every movie you get different ones. Yeah, I guess they're trying to reboot the series, I guess, too.
Oh, yeah, I heard something about
that. Yeah, no really big word on it, but they're talking about it. My thought, number five. Cenobites.
No, they were trying to get...
Hellraiser 1987.
They were trying to get Rob Zombie to work on it, and he said no.
Well.
And I think that's kind of where it died.
Okay.
All right, Danielle, what would your number four be after you light that spliff?
All right, my number four, Swamp Thing.
Oh, okay.
It's 1982, Wes Craven.
Oh.
And I have to say...
Swamp Thing's one of my favorite comic book
characters. Here's the thing, and I wasn't a big comic book fan, but I'm a water person. I love to be out in the water. I love to look at the water. I love to be by the water. Nothing scares the fuck out of you more than the thought of being somewhere where you can't get the fuck away from someone. And so if you're in the water and you see these bubbles and you see this swampy looking like a seaweed monster coming at you, you want to fucking run, dude. And you can't fucking run because your feet are in the water and you can't see anything that is from the waist below or the tits below or whatever. And they might come up from you. Yeah, nope. No, no. It goes along with Jaws. Nope. Fuck you. No.
And which one's that?
No.
Solid pick.
That's my four.
Which one was that?
Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing. Okay.
Yeah.
1982, right?
Yeah.
Wes Craven's.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I remember that movie. I was 9 years old that year when it came out, and I remember when it came out, and I can say that it's the first movie that ever came out in my life that I noticed that was based on a comic book that I didn't really know about. You know?
Right. Oh, right.
Yeah. Nice. I didn't know about the comic. I was dying. I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know about the comic book Swamp Thing at all. I barely knew about comic books at all.
I probably saw Swamp Thing when I was about 9, and I had no idea about the comic book.
I was waiting for Return of the Jedi. That's
don't
all
feel
was.
Bad. That was 20 years after you were 9.
But,
so.
But when you think about it nowadays, like,
yeah.
Like for me, it was like, it was all about the water for me. I love being swimming. I love out in the pool. And what do you do when you're in a pool and you're playing with your friends? What do? It's like somebody comes up from underneath you and grabs your ankle and pulls you down, and you get fucking freaked the fuck out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this shit would scare the shit out of you if you're out in the lake. We're right on Lake Michigan right here. If I'm out there swimming and somebody reaches and grabs my leg, fuck this shit. No,
well, and this goes perfectly along with my number four, which is a little...
Well, first, I'd like to point out again that that's crazy how many movies are made today, you know, based on comic book characters, and how Swamp Thing is one of the, probably, I mean, not even just for me, but probably one of the earliest ones that are based on, like, obscure comic book character, you know?
Yeah, and not a Superman.
Yeah, or, yeah.
But it still hasn't 82. Been remade since, it was 82, and then they did the Swamp Thing 2 with Swampy of, what, like, 9 era?
Is it a sequel?
Yeah, there was a second one. Wes Craven did 2 of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was 84, maybe. So 2 years later.
It was 85, I think.
Was
couple
it?
Years, probably.
It
well, a few, two to three years difference.
Yeah.
And you're still, like, I mean, you think of Jaws, and I know that Jaws is probably on a lot of people's, you know, our thing. And it's like, anything in the water. Think about that. How do you get the fuck away from that? Like, if you're on ground, you think you can run faster than whatever the fuck's chasing you.
Or worst case,
but when you're in water,
jump above it.
But when you're in water, you're laying flat, so your legs are way the fuck back there, and shit's gonna get you, motherfucker. Like, nope, I'm good. Oh, okay.
And that's why I said that goes along perfectly well with my number four, which is the shark we all know as Jaws.
Yep.
Wow.
Nope. Not gonna do it. It's not gonna happen.
That could have been a crossover, but I used Jaws recently for like the Jaws theme for something.
Oh.
I just used Jaws.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
So yeah, it was no crossover, but it was an idea. But yeah.
As soon as I realized we were doing monsters or whatever, I was like, all right, well, let me switch my list around.
Were you thinking of
Jaws is terrifying. If I knew the name of the character from there's a show that used to be on Nickelodeon, Are You Afraid of the Dark? There's one episode where these people move, they move some lockers and they find an old abandoned, like, Olympic swimming pool.
Yep.
Which apparently is haunted by some fucking thing in the grate.
Yeah.
If I knew what the fuck that thing was called, that would be my number one.
Was that the same movie, like, Deep Blue Sea?
No. It was a TV show.
Right, but I think they may have...
You were going to cite the episode of Ah, Monsters?
No, not Real Monsters. Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, okay. Same thing.
No, different.
Well, to me,
one's a cartoon, the other one was a live action thing.
I had no idea.
And then
knock it off.
But I don't know the name of that monster. So, but that was the most terrifying thing to me ever. I don't know why.
Okay.
It freaked me out.
Well, that was very nice. Thank you for sharing, Justin.
You're welcome.
All right. So he had Jaws.
Yeah. What's your number four?
My number four. My number four is going to be, as a species, kind of. It's the Martians. They originally came out in 1962 as a trading card series. These people from Mars. Okay. Mars Attacks.
Okay, I was going to say, is this somehow related to Mars Attacks?
Yes, it definitely is. The series came out originally in 1962 as a trading card thing, and it went along for a long time. And issue, you know, they bring out new ones, and they had a little story and shit. And then 1996, Tim Burton made the movie. And... it's kind of not really, it's more sci-fi than monster movie, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I liked it. I love it. It's got tons of fucking stars in it. From Jack Nicholson.
The movie I like, but...
And the creatures are fucking awesome. They they come out and they just fucking kill everybody.
And then, what is it? Country music kills them?
Yeah. Slim Whitman, the song, something about Indian, some Ballad of an Indian or something like that it's called.
Yeah.
But Slim Whitman's the yodeling song from the, it's from the early 50s. I looked that up, but I forgot the name of it. But yeah, Mars Attacks, the Martians, that's my number 4. I think it's a good one.
Okay.
I liked them. They're just, well, they're more amusing than scary. And when I think of monster movies, I guess.
It's favorite, not scariest, so.
Yeah, this is a hard, one to do. But, okay, that's fine. Danielle?
All right, my number 3 is The Fly.
Oh. Which version?
It was 1986.
Ah, Jeff Goldblum.
But just to see the face.
That is Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Just
yeah,
to see the face.
Well, it was originally in the
50s. It was fucked up. Like, when you see, like, he starts shaking, and you get, and you're like, oh, okay. And then when you see the little nose thing, like, I'm sorry, I'm totally doing...
no, I
totally,
I know what you're
totally
about.
Doing fucking figures here, but it's so fucked up. And like you're watching it, and you're like, oh yeah, and
it's
then also
creepy,
you see it, and you're like, that's ew.
It's nasty.
Ew.
Yeah, hell yeah, it's nasty.
Gross. Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah, hell yeah, that was a good one.
That was my number 3.
That was in my top 12 probably. That one just got bumped.
Yep.
But
there, there was that. I had The Blob. I had a bunch of those classic ones.
Yeah, no, but the 80s Fly remake was good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. His, what
was
his name?
Years,
Flutterfly? Or?
No idea. It probably wasn't Flutterfly.
Thunderfly. Because his last name was Thunderfleet. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, you're close, yeah.
It's close to that, if that's not what it is. Write us at
drunkfilmcommentary
at yahoo.com.
Yeah,
let us
know. Let us know.
We'll send you a t-shirt.
Wait, what? I got some old t-shirts. I can sell them if I want.
Yeah, well, I got a call. I'll buy a Hanes 3-pack.
I got like a dozen fucking Hattrick shirts. I'll send one of them.
Yeah, I got, yeah. Well,
there's JTB on it. Here you go.
Shut up. Anyway, so my number 3, I just had the name for him a couple minutes ago, and then Danielle started talking about The Fly, and
sorry,
then I lost it.
Fucking bitches.
I forget their actual name. But it's the monsters from Tremors, the original one, where they were actually still with the ground shit, not where they were running around on top of the ground.
I never saw Tremors.
Never saw it. Was Kevin Bacon and old guy?
Michael Gross?
Yeah.
The Family Ties dad?
Yes, that, thank you.
He was in all of them,
wasn't
he? I
was like, what the fuck is he in? Yes.
I knew that because I saw one on the list, and I was looking through other people's lists, I saw Tremors on there. I never saw Tremors, though. So what happens? What do these creatures do?
They feel the tremors in the earth and they attack.
As you walk, as you move,
as you touch, if you touch the ground, you have to stay on rock or above the ground. Like, say, the roof of a building or a water tower.
Or floating.
But eventually they'll take the water down.
You'd...
But then they evolve super quick, much like the spiders in Arachnophobia.
Go figure, huh?
And they can all of a sudden swim or shoot fireballs, which is why 2, 3, 4, 5 suck. But number one, it's good. I like it. It's got the old guy, other old guy in it, and
I love the old guy.
Old guy does a good job in that movie. It's like 3 roles.
Is it Don Amici?
And then Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
All and then right. Some the
Family Ties dad.
Okay, you remember Roadhouse? You remember the guy, the blind guy?
We never published that one.
You remember the blind guy who plays the guitar?
That's Ray Vaughan. Yeah, the other guy, Johnny, not Johnny Lang.
Yeah, he's in that movie, too.
He had a song.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in that movie?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. He had a hit single back in the late 80s, early 90s.
If you remember, we talk about this in Roadhouse.
That's not published, though. No one has Roadhouse.
I know, so that's why it's
a... Drop us a line and ask us about Roadhouse, and we might send it to you at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Do it.
Jason Ritter might hit us up.
Jason fucking Ritter.
I haven't heard from him in a while, though.
If you're alive, we're worried about you.
Oh, well, I mean,
we don't need you to...
We provided everything he asked.
How did Jack die?
A heart attack or something.
Yeah. Well, we hope you didn't have a heart attack.
Well, shut up. No, I'm sure he's doing fine. We'd hear about it if Jason Ritter died, the
hopefully.
Actor. Maybe that's our fan in North Carolina where we're from.
I don't care about the if the actor and our fan are crossover, then good. But I care about our fan.
He just like demanded episodes like, hey, I want Techno Cash. Hey, I want Space Jam. Well, Space Jam was first. Hey, I want Space Jam. Okay.
Yeah.
He wants us to do the sequel one.
The one,
not even
the
sequel.
Squad or whatever. Yeah,
yeah. I'm like, ugh. It's on Netflix. So I'm like, ugh, I don't know if I can. Sorry. Sorry, Jason Ritter.
It's got to come up. Put it on the list.
It might
or
be,
one of us has
it
to
might be in the mix, I think.
Is it, I think we wrote it in.
I might have wrote it in
yeah.
on one of the spots. One of the empty spots. We took one. I think I might have wrote it in there. So.
Hey. No, I think you did it on when we picked Arachnophobia.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I kind of cleaned up the list then.
Yeah.
But,
anyways, so what's your number three?
My number three is the scary creature. Ooh. You get it? Okay, no. It's a creature. It's been in a bunch of movies now. Actually got another one coming up. It's been going on for as long as I've been alive, almost. I'm going with the second movie from 1986, and it was The Aliens.
Oh, that's crossover.
Oh, we got one. All right. That's one.
Hell yeah. All
right. Yeah, what's your number?
That was at my number two.
Okay, so yeah. Yeah, it was, what's your favorite one? Is it the second one, or what's your favorite?
I can't necessarily say I have a favorite one because it was one of those movies I watched when I was younger, so they all kind of, we had them on the same VHS tape.
Yeah.
So they all kind of blended together.
Oh.
You know what I mean? But I...
The second one's awesome.
The reason
Jeff Daniels in it?
Anyway.
Game over, man!
Anyways, the reason I put them on so high on my list is because there's a ride at Disney World. That's the Aliens ride, and when I was younger, I was just barely like tall enough to be on the ride.
Yeah,
like I was maybe an inch tall enough. You know what I mean? So I was all excited, but like the ride freaks you out, and you're kind of watching a movie, and it's blowing smoke down your neck, and it kind of freaked me out. And ever since then, like the Alien movies have been just that little bit scarier.
Yeah.
It seems a little bit more plausible in my brain than they ever seemed before that. Before it was, well, I'm not in space. Fuck, if I scream, people are going to hear me. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? That's how I felt. But then after going on that ride or whatever you call it, that attraction, I guess.
Okay.
Like that put it just that little bit up for me.
Well, when Aliens, the second one came out, it was 86, I was 13, and that was badass shit, man. It was a movie that my stepdad let me watch. It was rated R.
Oh yeah.
But he was like, "Oh, this is badass. You gotta watch this shit." And he was right. I was like, "Holy fuck!" That one and the Terminator were the two movies that we like.
That was my dad with Terminator. I was way too young to watch Terminator or Terminator 2. My dad was like, "Dude, check this out."
Yeah, well, Terminator 2, I think was PG-13.
Well, either way, I was.
I think so.
I was 9, probably, when I watched Terminator 2 for the first time.
The first one was fucking scary. Yeah.
I was probably 8, and then
Terminator dreams.
When he pops his eye out, that freaked me out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I had to stop watching it and then come back to the movie after that.
But, okay, so that's my number 3. How about Danielle?
I'm on to 2.
Okay, did we...
Yeah.
You your number 3?
We did my number 3. My number 3 was Tremors. I forget what they called them in that.
Okay, Excuse me, I burped.
Number 2.
And so we're on to my number 2, which just in time, your number 2 was...
Well, it was the Alien from Aliens.
His mix. So, okay.
You said your number 3 already then, huh?
Yes.
That was Tremors?
We just went over that, yeah.
Okay.
Tremors, and then you guys crossed over it, so there's one. Excuse me.
Oh, boy.
What did I call that? Call 2?
For me, my number 2, we are on Deep Blue Sea.
Okay.
It was 1,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Samuel L. Jackson.
With the smart sharks?
And yeah. And
I never saw that.
Yeah.
What's the monster?
LL Cool J.
The best part is LL Cool J and his parrot.
Yep.
Wait, what?
That's one of those movies they shock you a little bit with.
It's like a Jaws, but while they're on a island that's supposed to be
underwater.
Keeping them like in a habitat. It's
there is, okay. You remember Jabberjaws?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You remember any of those fucking stupid ass TV shows where they were under the sea in like the late 70s? Josie and the Pussycats had a crossover thing with it. Whatever. Anyways, they live in an underwater community.
What it is,
but it's like
that,
but with a shark tank around it.
It's a it's a couple million dollar like place, and it's a special project to fight shit, and they
they're trying to cure
they're
cancer
under yeah or Alzheimer's or something.
What's this called?
Deep Blue Sea. It's not bad.
You've read the book, A Thousand Leagues Under the Sea?
No, but I guess I'm a little familiar with it when I was a kid.
Okay. Slightly. I figured you would know, but that's kind of the deal. Like they're under the sea, and you know they have like this place.
What they're trying to do is they're breeding
smart sharks is what they're doing. It's a
and by country I mean like five people.
What's the monster?
The shark.
It's the sharks. They're smart.
It's
they
like
have,
Jaws.
Oh,
so
okay.
But
better.
But with
so they
brain.
Attack their little house and shit?
Yeah. It's one of those, like, Samuel Jackson.
They're off an oil rig is where the whole
thing is.
I can't remember it.
He's in the bottom, and he's like, listen, let me tell you about sharks. And he starts talking about it, and then all of a sudden the shark comes up from the back, like in this little pod that they would let the sharks come and feed from. And she comes up and she grabs him and she goes down. And everybody's standing there. It's like Queen Latifah and Susan,
Susan B. Anthony?
No. Oh, Jesus Christ. The chick from, with the panties, legs open and cross.
Sharon Stone.
Thank you, Sharon Stone. Like, I couldn't think of it. And so like that all happens and
And then eventually LL Cool J tries to stab one because he's like the chef. He tries to stab one in the head with a fucking knife and he's got a parrot.
And his parrot goes in the fucking oven and they turn it on.
Paradise.
But yeah, LL Cool J cracks me the fuck up in this, and he's like, I'm going to get that motherfucker. I'm going in. And he, like,
and doesn't
moves,
he end up
he's
making
like,
it
God
at
damn
the
it.
End? Doesn't he just end
no,
up popping up?
No. He does not. I believe he died.
Yeah, he might.
I don't know. Preacher. His name is Preacher.
I have no fucking clue.
Okay, well, we already know my
let's
number
go on
two.
So deep.
All right, I got to pee.
So my number two?
Your number two, Jason.
All right, my number two was this mean, ugly creature that appears and threatens our hero. He's going to try and eat him. He's like... And our hero says, fuck you, I ain't going to do it. And it's 1983. Return of the Jedi.
Oh.
The Rancor.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to go Sarlacc. But that wrong year.
No, the Rancor.
Yeah.
No, it's the same movie.
Really? Same year, though. Yeah.
No, Rancor was... He was a badass. You know, when I'm watching that shit come out on the screen.
Really?
This fucking creature comes out. Yeah, he was...
You talking about Rancor? Right.
Yeah, Rancor is badass, dude. What, no?
Luke took him down with a rock.
He used a rock to hit the fucking door to crash down. He's just an animal, come on. I can do that to my dog. I can shove the fucking door in my dog's face.
Your dog's fucking quick enough to get out of the way.
Doesn't mean I'm less cool.
I'm more scared of your dog than I am a Rancor.
I don't know.
Mainly because one of them's real.
You should be scared of the Rancor.
You should be scared of me.
There we go. She's
you or Meatball, you.
She's very similar.
To the Rancor.
No.
Sorry.
That was my number two.
Oh, Jordan made a good call on not coming here.
You're number two, honey?
No, sweetheart. I'm on number one.
Yeah, she's...
So everyone did their number twos?
Yeah.
Okay, number one times.
All right.
Number one.
Number one. 1987's Monster Squad. Now, it's not a scary movie. However, you have Dracula... You have Wolfman.
I want to see that.
You have Gillman, which is like Swamp Thing. You have them all.
It looks cool. What year was that? 89? Did you see that when you were a kid?
You have Mummy.
I've never.
Take
I don't
that, Band-Aid breath.
You seen that?
I have seen it.
I've never seen it.
Honestly, I did not see it when I was younger. Me and my girlfriend, Kat, were hanging out one night, and she's like, do you want to watch TV? And I'm like, let's watch a movie. And we're sitting there, and she's like, do you want to watch my favorite movie? I want to watch Monster. I'm like, wait, Monster meant what? What? I don't understand it. She turned it on.
I saw it on Netflix. It looks amusing.
Never watched it. So, Monster Squad.
I've never even fucking heard of this.
Monster Squad itself has Dracula, Godzilla.
I can imagine what the Monster
Mummy
Squad
meant. Yeah, and so they all go after these kids. And yeah, it's a good movie, and it's cool, and I like the fact that they have all of the monsters from when, you know, the 50s or whatever, when
the
we
old
started
school guys,
Monster.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
the classic.
I want to see that.
And that's why I chose it for number one, was because it had all of them in it.
Well, I thought we were supposed to pick one monster.
That's great, but this one has all of them in it, so fuck
off.
Okay. All
right.
So
well, then,
there's
I don't
Gill
hear,
Man with
I don't
the swamp
hear any
thing.
Bitching about my number one.
Okay.
Which I'm going with the Monstars from Space
Jam. Oh god damn it! You're in your fucking Space Jam.
The monster that they had a good plan for a bunch of dumpy aliens, steal all of theirs and then beat Michael all the other guys' players, and then use it better to beat Michael Jordan.
Hey.
What more could you do in life?
I know you love your fucking Space Jam. Good pick.
When we were outside, I realized, I was like, wait, monsters, Monstars. Oh shit! I gotta rewrite my list.
Well done. Well done. Thank you.
And I'm bowing. I'm bowing.
I guess they're monster because it's in their fucking name.
Monstars, motherfucker.
All right. My number one is from 1984.
It's a Cannonball Run.
I wish, no. It's a fictional character based off the Michelin Man and the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Stay Puft.
Yep.
Yay!
Yeah, Stay Puft, monster movie, whatever, movie monster. He is the main guy. He's a
iteration
of Gozer. He is the main villain. They have to kill, and they kill him like 2 seconds. So,
yeah.
But still, he's still pretty badass, and he comes out there.
Now, how is he badass? He dies in like 2 seconds.
But he came out, and they were like, "Oh, nothing bad can happen," and he's like, "Da da," and all of a sudden he's like, "Man."
Yeah.
and he comes back too.
He comes back in the animated series. He's back.
Well,
yeah, him and Slimer are friends.
Well.
So he doesn't die. Yeah.
You see they brought Ecto Cooler back for the
new movie.
Shitty movie?
Is it shitty?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I can't pass judgment.
Don't pass judgment then. You said shitty, you're a dick.
Yeah, you shouldn't say
I shitty. Hear it's shitty.
Well, I've heard
and
both
I,
things.
I hear it's shitty.
Here's
not because
thing.
It's a female cast.
I mean, I've heard all three things. I've heard all three things.
Here's the thing. It's not what it should have been.
Have you seen it?
No, I have not seen it. It's not the old school shit, which I get. Like, there's a love to that. But this is a different movie. It's not.
Yeah, I don't
know.
It's
not that. I'd be interested to see it. I don't think I would ever compare it to Ghostbusters.
I was interested in seeing it until I've heard from some reliable friends that said that they were amped to see it and they were really let down.
That's, yeah.
You know, it's not people. There's a lot of people out there just hate it. It's like, oh, there's women.
Oh, they're doing different things.
Yeah,
I hate that. No, I've...
Somebody...
I've heard from a lot of people that gave it a really good, solid chance. They were stoked to see it and were let down.
There was a guy it was on Facebook. He was like, oh, that's horrible. The only main lead character male was Chris Hemsworth, and he was... Blah,
oh, yeah,
blah,
there's
blah.
That bullshit.
And I'm like,
on.
Seriously? Dude.
But no, I've heard from like people that like were given a shot, given the fair... chance and still.
Oh, I know a couple of people who are like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's see it, let's go. And they're like, yeah, that movie wasn't very good. It wasn't well made.
Well, I guess none of us have seen it, so I guess
this is all speculation here, folks. Go out, see it, text us, whatever.
We can come back and talk about it in the future, maybe. We'll see it someday.
All right.
But
I plan on seeing it, maybe not in theaters, but I do want to see it.
So our top five, I win.
I think they could have picked better actresses. You got one?
I got one.
Nice.
And you will pick two, and you and I had one, so I, not that matters at all. When I keep track, I'll forget. But that's about it for Drunk Film Commentary, huh?
That's it.
I suppose, huh?
Are you about done with the third show? Anything else?
Yeah. No, we're good.
Where do you find us?
Drunk Film Commentary, yahoo.com.
Or Facebooks.
What's Facebooks?
The Facebooks.
What's that?
I hope they can figure it out.
Film Commentary.
Yeah. Hey, drop. What should they say if they drop us a line? Should we like pretend like we might win something?
Well, there is that free T-shirt up for grabs.
Oh yeah, free T-shirt for what?
Yeah. Well, there was a trivia question earlier.
Oh yeah, if you don't get that, then yeah.
And then if you don't get that,
I forgot it.
What's my favorite type of beer?
Oh, Jesus.
Answer with that. And
I know that one.
I knew a free T-shirt.
It's Miller Lite.
Dick.
All right.
That's TFC for today, folks.
Have a good night.